kids want to come up for the children's sermon this morning? Can I sit here with you? So, that was a pretty confusing gospel reading today, wasn't it? Well, it was for me. Do any of you have any idea what the heck they were talking about there?
Ducky.
What?
Ducky.
I didn't hear that. Duckies? Maybe. Well, you know, I think we all like really good stories, right? Stories are fun. They entertain us. And really good stories have heroes and villains and exciting adventures and brave people who win the day, people who live happily ever after. Those are the things that make for a good story. They get our imaginations fired up and they get us excited. That's not what we had today. But that's okay. You know, it was a pretty complicated story, and part of the problem is it's a really old story. It's like 2,000 years old, and the people had very different ways of living back then. But let's maybe see if we can make some sense out of it and see if it makes any sense to us here today. Do you guys like riddles? Yeah?
Kind of.
Yeah? Does anybody know a good riddle? Ducky. No? You know a good riddle? Tell me. I would choose the diamond door.
Okay, so you walk through the diamond door, and there's two other, there's one hole, and there's two other doors. There's a rubber one, there's a rainbow one, and there's a black one. Which one do you choose?
The black one.
You go through the black one, and there's a gold door and a diamond door. Which one do you choose?
The diamond door. You kind of lost me on that one.
You can be killed by the electricity that takes a long time or the bullet that's very fast.
The bullet.
Okay, then you die.
You're in a house with no electricity.
Yeah.
You what?
You're in a house with no electricity.
That riddle kind of reminds me of the one that the Sadducees asked Jesus today. Okay, well that's a really good riddle. And you know, I'm terrible about remembering jokes. I love jokes, but people tell me a joke, it's in one ear and out the other. So I had to look up a couple riddles today. So I Googled riddles. So bear with me. This is what came up. What can be picked but not chosen? What? You don't know. Your nose. Okay, how about this one? If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I?
A friend?
No. Cold? Mm-hmm.
Love?
Okay, it's a secret. A secret. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. But all those other things are perfectly good. Well, okay, so riddles. So today the Sadducees, in that story that isn't really much of a story, the Sadducees come to Jesus and they say, "Riddle me this, Jesus." And then they tell him this made-up story. Woman marries a man. They don't have any children. The man dies. Woman marries his brother. They don't have any children. The man dies. This happens 7 times. Now you kind of have to wonder, what were those 5th and 6th guys thinking when they married this woman, right? But it's all about an old tradition that the Jewish people had. Interesting thing about one part of this story is, if you think about it, that woman is sort of the property of those men, right? But girls, women aren't property anymore, are they? No. Guys? No. Okay, just to make that clear. And so even though it sounds like a riddle, this story that the Sadducees tell to Jesus, it's not really a story, a riddle, because riddles have an answer. It was more of a trick question, you know? Don't you hate trick questions? There's never a right answer for them. They're kind of designed to make you look dumb. I know I hate trick questions. Well, asked to me. But Jesus had a perfect answer to this trick question. The question was about marriage and about what happens after a person dies. What's the afterlife like? And you know what Jesus' answer was? Don't worry about it. Jesus' answer was, it's so great to be alive. Don't worry about what comes next. He says that God isn't the God of the dead, God is the God of the living. So this life that we get to live, is not a riddle to figure out the answer to. And it's definitely not a trick question. It's a gift. And everybody likes gifts, right? Mm-hmm. You all like gifts, don't you?
I like duckies.
You like duckies? Yes. Was that a gift?
Yes.
And awesome. So, you know, we're always told that it's better to give than to receive. And I guess that's true, but I mean, who doesn't love getting a gift? I know I do. So I wonder, what would it be like if every day we stopped and just thought, wow, it is so great to be alive. This day is a gift. What am I going to do with it? So last year, if you remember, if you were here last year, we gave out at Advent time those little zipper pulls that said present on them. You know what I loved about those things is that present can mean so many different things, right? It can mean like right now, the present. It can mean being present to one another, but it can also mean a gift. And what I want you guys to know is that you are all gifts. You're gifts to your parents and you're gifts to one another. And that's what I try to remember, you know, when I'm having a bad day or when somebody asks me a trick question and I get all frustrated. I like to remember, hey, I'm alive right here, right now, with all of these amazing people around me, these interesting people, and face it, these strange people, because we're all a little strange, right? But I think that being alive is a gift from God, And what do we say when we get a gift?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, ducky.
We say, thank you. Right? That's the response that we give when we're given a gift. And I think that in our best moments, we all feel that way. We all feel grateful. We all feel really glad that we've been given the gift. But sometimes it's hard to remember, right, that our lives are a gift from God. And I think that's just because it's so easy for us to get distracted. I know that it's easy for me to get distracted. Life's so full of so many distractions. Things that seem really important and maybe very entertaining, when we stop and think about it, they're really kind of empty. Kind of like that riddle or that trick question the Sadducees tempted Jesus with. A question that sounded really important but really meant nothing. So, it's easy to make big deals out of little things, right? I remember when I was a kid, long, long time ago, but I remember, everything seemed like a big deal to me. The right haircut, the right clothes to wear, the right way to walk, the right friends to have. But most importantly was what other people thought of me. I thought that was such a big deal. But guess what? When you become an adult, everything still seems like a big deal. You know, we adults like to say to ourselves that the stakes are higher than when we were kids. Now we're not kids anymore, and that's kind of true. I mean, we do have more responsibilities. We've got to make sure you all get to school on time. We've got to hold down jobs, try to act all adulty, you know. And really, we are just as tempted as you are to fill up our lives with empty things, unimportant things, just to be distracted. Whew. Pretty heavy, right? But what I think Jesus is telling us in this story is, you are alive. You are really alive today, here, and now. Be fully alive. Be present to the strangeness, to the joy of simply living, and be grateful. It's a good message for us this time of year. Thanksgiving is coming up, and after church today, we're going to have a little foretaste of Thanksgiving. Probably the first of several turkey dinners you're going to eat between now and the first of the year. So let's just take this opportunity to be thankful for the gifts that we've been given. Okay? Okay. You can go now.